On its part, now it's time for President Obama to tell his EPA to hold their horses. Visit energyformissourijobs.org to learn what you can do to protect your job, paid for by Energy for Missouri Jobs.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Last week, I started a meeting on my office computer. I had to go cross town for another meeting. So Mike drove, and I was able to finish my WebEx meeting using the WebEx app on my smartphone. This is how you do business.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com.
Iacovelli's deliciously succulent prime rib and baked potato special is just $6.99. Tonight only at Iacovelli's in Florissant. A great place for great steaks at great prices. Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. Prime rib with baked potato just $6.99. Tonight only. Dunn Road at Graham and 270. Online at Iacovelli's.com.
IHOP's Trick or Treat. All you can eat pancakes are back starting at $4.99. Get stack after stack of those scary delicious buttermilk pancakes every day in October at IHOP.
Results are in, and far and away, the most listened to and successful segment during the week is the Wood Report. And what a coincidence, it's coming up right now, just as I got that report and those results. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know about you, but I can't get enough of people like Kim Kardashian. That wedding was on last night, the E! Entertainment. Who really, in their right mind, would care about that? I don't get it. But here's some other stuff to care about. Ladies and gentlemen, with the Wood Report, Tina Delpiez.
Thank you very much.
All right.
All right, well, we're going to start off with Rihanna.
Okay.
She has surpassed Madonna to become the fastest solo artist to chart 20 songs in the top 10 of the Hot 100 Billboard chart.
And if you put a gun to my head and said, name a Rihanna song, I couldn't do it.
Under my umbrella.
You don't know that one?
Never heard of it.
And then the one she did, it was like Tainted Love.
Yeah, I'm out of it. I'm just complete musically, I'm out of it.
Okay, and then today, the 23-year-old was named Esquire's Sexiest Woman Alive.
I dispute that, too. Mm-hmm.
As for her former boyfriend, Chris Brown, Rihanna says she's put that behind her. She's happy that he's found success in music again. He's serving 5 years of probation for felony assault for attacking her just before the 2009 Grammys.
She got a big butt.
She got a nice butt.
I think she's built really, really well.
I don't think she has a big butt, no.
Big as J-Lo?
No.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
And her legs go and go and go. Yesterday, a SWAT team raided a Budapest warehouse that was holding weapons that are being used in Brad Pitt's upcoming zombie movie, World War Z. Police seized 85 fully functional weapons, most of which were automatic military-style assault rifles. The problem was that they thought the paperwork says that none of the guns are in working order, but they all were.
Wow.
So, they took them. 16 actors dressed as zombies were injured this morning during an accident on the Toronto set of Resident Evil 5, but the costumes were so gory that doctors had a tough time figuring out what the real injuries were. The actors were all up on, I guess it was kind of like a platform stage on wheels, and it jerked, and they all fell, and it was like 20 feet down to the ground.
Yeah, that's it. Think about it. That would be a dilemma. You got a bunch of zombies injured in an accident on the movie set. How do you know who to treat and who's hurt worse?
Which real blood?
Yeah. They're already look like they've been massacred.
Uh-huh. According to Steve Jobs' death certificate that was issued today, respiratory arrest brought on by a metastatic pancreas neuroendocrine tumor.
That's what I thought.
Neuroendocrine.
It was.
Yeah. The official cause of his death. His job, his occupation was listed as entrepreneur.
No kidding.
Do you guys remember Omarosa? She was on one of the first.
Yes, she was a real obnoxious.
Right.
Yeah. Mean, everybody didn't like her. Yeah.
Yeah, well, some guy shot and killed her brother in Ohio. He was evidently in bed with this gal, and the gal's ex-boyfriend came and shot him. And he's dead.
Uh-oh.
I know. Jean-Claude Van Damme and Hilary Swank.
I don't think you can say Van Damme.
No.
Van Dam.
We'll edit that out.
Van Dam. They've caused a stir with human rights activists by attending a 35th birthday bash for Chechnya's president, Ramzan Kadyrov, whom the organization accuses of being one of the world's most notorious human rights violators. Of course, Sean Penn always goes and visits with, what's his name, down in, was it Colombia? Chavez?
Oh, I can't
oh yeah.
Kelsey Grammer is going to court this week. He's going to ask a judge to impose a gag order on his ex-wife, Camille, because she let one of their kids speak to the paparazzi.
He doesn't want her telling them that he wears women's dresses.
My daddy wears women's clothes. American Idol runner-up, remember Lauren Elena?
Yes.
LeBron Young, 16 years old. Her first album's on shelves today. It's called Wildflower.
You know, those people on American Idol, they don't really make it very big, do they? Name me more than five that have really, really made it out of all these years. And you take, like, the top five for 10 years. That's 50 people.
The two biggest ones are Kelly Clarkson and Carrie Underwood, and that's about
Daughtry.
It. Chris Daughtry.
Jennifer Hudson.
And Daughtry didn't win.
Fantasia.
Yeah, like I said, five. That's about it.
I don't think Fantasia did.
Fantasia,
Clay Aiken didn't go anywhere.
TV show.
And hey, Adam Lambert.
Yeah, gone.
Silence.
But he made a whole bunch of money last year.
Did he?
Yes, he did.
But he might not have made it. He's owned by people for a while. He may not have made it. He may have taken in money.
There looks like they're going to remake the movie Steel Magnolias.
Well, I hope so.
Oh, thank goodness.
Except this time they're going to feature an all-black cast.
I never saw the original Steel Magnolias.
It was one of those tearjerker kind of movies.
Was that the one that Julia Roberts was in?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sally Field. It starts off and there's a hairdressing scene or something. That's all I remember.
Yeah,
and I saw that and I quit watching it.
It's a decent movie.
Is it?
Yeah.
Did you hear the story about
the metrosexual?
Pageant?
Well, you know.
About what?
The pageant here in St. Louis is ranked in the top 10 of the list of 2011 top 100 club venues worldwide.
Wow.
It came in at number 4. Number
That's
4
nice.
In the world, beating out clubs in Chicago, Austin, Texas, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, and other major cities. It made the list by selling 119,416 tickets between January 1st and September 30th.
So it's not
year.
Based on the facility as being spectacular. It's based on
the success
sales.
Of ticket sales.
Okay.
Kristen Davis, remember her from Sex and the City?
Yeah.
She adopted a baby girl, called her Gemma Rose Davis.
Is she the dark-haired one?
Yeah. She's the one that actually adopted a girl in the movie.
She's the cute
one. The most attractive one, yeah.
You bet.
Actress Ellie Landry and her husband Alejandro Monteverdi welcomed a new baby boy over the weekend. His name is Marcelo Alejandro.
Wasn't she the Doritos chick?
Yes, and she was Miss USA in 1996. And it was baby girl for Tori Spelling and her husband, Dean McDermott, yesterday.
Well, I don't know what he looks like, but I know her eyes are bugging out.
Yeah, they
I wonder if that kid's eyes are popped out.
They also
I see the eyes,
you know,
Tori.
The eyes are coming out. You know who she should have married, Tori Spelling? Billy Joel.
Oh,
let's
man.
See what the eyes of that kid look
Steve
like.
Steve Buscemi.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You're so mean.
Boy.
Marty Feldman.
Yeah.
All righty, then. In the wake of Kim Kardashian's wedding to NBA player Chris Humphries, Kim and her mom Chris went on the Rachel Ray Show today to deny rumors that she received $20 million for rights to the nuptials. Kim says, I would get married 10 times if that were true. But
that
she
sounds
didn't.
Just like her laugh.
Yeah, it does.
But she did make $1.5 million for the photo rights from People magazine, and her wedding planner said the wedding would have cost $6 million if she hadn't received most of the stuff for free or discounted in exchange for publicity.
For the rest of my life, I will be completely baffled at how some people get rich. I'm just,
the rich get
don't
rich
you
rich.
Just sit around sometime and go, what did I do wrong here?
Mm-hmm.
What are the, this Rob Kardashian, he's on Dancing with the Stars. The only reason he's on is because his slut sister is known for
right.
being a slut sister.
Right.
What's he done? Nothing.
Nothing.
Wow. We missed out.
And Rosie O'Donnell returned to TV last night
Thank
on Rosie's
goodness.
Show on OWN. Her guest star was Russell Brand, and of course, Oprah stopped by and made an appearance.
I will
Johnny
never,
Depp.
Ever watch, I'm going to state now, the Rosie O'Donnell Show, ever. Okay. I'll watch just enough of it if I need to empty my stomach and bowels. And then I'll cleanse myself and go on to something else.
You never hear about Johnny Depp out partying, but evidently he was with a buddy on Hollywood Boulevard over the weekend. He came out. They were kind of hanging on to each other. They both fell on the ground. Of course, paparazzi's all over. They managed to get in a car where Johnny kind of just like salutes to the photographers. Like, okay, everything's okay. And then they took off.
So they were lying on the ground together?
They fell down onto the ground.
Maybe they didn't fall down. Maybe they had a moment of bisexual or homosexual lust.
Oh. Yeah.
And they wanted to make out for a second. Hey, it's Hollywood.
Depth
He's right.
Throat.
Put a Depp in me.
Depth throat instead of deep.
Depth throat. I get it.
Okay. Yeah.
That's good.
There was this guy. He was supposed to go on Dr. Phil's show. Okay, and he was going to talk about his relationship commitment issues. Well, he's not going to be on the show anymore because he was arrested for beating up his girlfriend. Hmm. And he is now in jail on $326,000 bail.
Another guy I won't watch.
So, I mean, commitment issues, I don't think that's it. I think he's got other issues.
Yeah, doctor, I've had my fill. I'm not going to watch that guy.
Lindsay Lohan is being sued again, this time by Elite Transportation Limo and Security Services. She apparently owes $100,000 to the limo company. Former Weezer bass player Mikey Welch.
I just love the name, Weezer. Weezer bass player.
Mikey, he was found dead in a Chicago hotel room over the weekend. The cause of death is undetermined right now. Police say it doesn't look like foul play. He performed with Weezer from 1998 to 2001, and he left after he suffered a nervous breakdown, and then he started a second career as a painter.
Yeah, and it's a pretty weird deal, too. He tweeted a couple weeks ago, "I just dreamt that I died in a Chicago hotel room from a heart attack."
What?
And that's where he ended up. Like 2 weeks before, he said he dreamt that he died in a Chicago hotel room, and sure enough, 2 weeks later... Dead in a hotel.
Ooh, okay.
That's weird.
Shirley MacLaine's going to receive the 40th American Film Institute Lifetime Achievement Award in next June.
I can't watch her.
She's very funny in that Steel Magnolias, actually.
And
she's
won an Oscar for Terms of Endearment in 1980.
Is it about people who go around and steal magnolias?
No.
They don't pay for them?
So.
That would be my movie. Hey, don't steal those magnolias.
You know who Melissa McCarthy is?
She no. Oh, she's the heavy woman.
Yeah.
Molly, Mike and Molly. I like her.
Yeah, I do too. She's funny. She was really funny in Bridesmaids. Apparently, she's had trouble finding clothes to wear, so she designs her own. And she's designing clothes for bigger women to make them feel good about themselves.
Mm-hmm. You know what?
She actually majored.
I don't buy into
she
any of
majored
that.
In textiles and like sewing and stuff.
And I thought they had stores like
Big Woman,
Lane Bryant.
Queen
yeah,
Plus.
But I guess if you need something for the Oscars or the Emmys, it's not.
Oh, the
you
designers
just
don't ever make a size 32
Here's the
or whatever.
Thing. I don't buy that. These women go, you know what? I'm proud of being a great big woman. You know, I don't really believe that. I don't believe any guy. Likes being real heavy. I think you do what you can with it. And in her case, like John Goodman, when he was really big, it worked for them. Mm-hmm. There was a part for them. But
you have to wonder, she has a couple of fairly young children. You know, she wants to live and be healthy for them.
So,
you
know? And make as much money as you can being big, and then after you get your money, lose weight.
And then it's a shame you're kind of typecast as a
big,
goofball. You have to kind of do physical comedy and...
You know who wasn't, though? And she wasn't as big as this Melissa, what's her name?
Okay.
But she's heavy, but she was never typecast as a buffoon, is Kathy Bates.
Yeah.
Now, Kathy Bates is a big woman, but she's a serious actor.
I think because she started in drama, and I think it's just because this Melissa does comedy that you have to do, you have to do that.
Yep. Amy Winehouse's dad is writing a book called Amy,
My
Daughter.
I can't wait to read it.
Should be out next summer. Mary-Kate and
Wonder how I came up with that tough title, Amy, My Daughter.
Let's see.
It's going to be a really good book.
My Daughter, Amy,
okay,
no.
So you know,
my daughter.
Oh, stop.
I had a daughter named Amy.
Daughter, my Amy,
I'm
no.
Amy's dad.
Yeah.
It's all about Miami.
Tough one.
Me and my daughter, Amy, no.
Me and my Amy. Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen, you know how they do everything, including design clothes and purses and blah, blah, blah. Well, they designed this alligator backpack. That retails for $39,000, and they've pretty much sold out.
Nice.
No, wait a second. Sold out three? Or how many?
It just says it was, they flew off the shelf.
No, that's impossible.
It says...
You can't believe
all
the stuff you read.
And according to Barney's fashion director, it says if you were ever going to spend $39,000 on a bag, that's the bag.
No, I got to tell you something. You can't believe that crap. That is impossible that a $39,000 backpack flew off the shelves. Unless there were two on the shelves and they flew off.
I don't know. They were in Paris for the launch of their new handbag collection.
What? What was that?
I was a fashion designer.
What are you doing?
Did you say Barney? Fashion designer?
Yeah, Barney's fashion director. Yeah,
Barney.
Nip it in the bud.
Thank you, Lauren. That's a much better impression.
All righty. They're going to auction off the 1949 Triumph Trophy TR5 that was ridden by the Fonz.
Hey.
In Happy Days.
He never really rode it, though, did he?
I don't know.
He didn't ride a motorcycle.
Really?
Yeah. They showed him riding it once in a while.
It's going to be auctioned on November 12th.
Yeah. Drive into the set.
Yeah, yeah.
And it looks like Derek Jeter and Minka Kelly trying to get back together.
That works out.
Yeah.
Laughing and having a fun breakfast together. They were together for 3 years until they broke up in August.
You know what I like is the caption. If you look at a magazine or a paper and it shows a couple of people laughing, it says, George Clooney and Kirsten Dunst share a laugh.
Yeah.
It's always, they share a laugh. At a recent function.
Get your own darn laugh. This is mine.
Let's share mine.
We're not sharing with anybody else. At the movies, the Hugh Jackman robot boxing movie Real Steel opened in first place with $27.3 million in ticket sales. The George Clooney-Ryan Gosling political thriller The Ides of March was second with $10.4 million, and Dolphin Tale third with $9.1 million.
And I'll ask you, dark-haired blonde, when is The Ides of March? What date is that?
The 15th. And it was about Julius Caesar.
You are smart.
Thank you.
Anybody say you're not smart?
Yeah.
What did he say after he got stabbed? What did he say to Brutus? What did Caesar
say?
Et tu, Brute.
Why'd you stab me?
Yeah, what the heck was that for?
How many eggs did you eat, Caesar? Yeah. Et tu, Brute. He didn't have very good grammar.
Yeah.
All righty. Birthdays today. Golfer Michelle Wee, 22. Actress Michelle Trachtenberg is 26. Emily Deschanel, she's the Bones lady, is 35.
I don't know what that is. Or
the TV show Bones?
Never have seen it.
Oh, it's really good. Stephen Moyer from True Blood is 42. Jane Krakowski from 30 Rock is 43.
I like her.
Artie Lang is 44.
I'm not wild about him.
Luke Perry from Beverly Hills 902.
What a career he's not had.
No kidding.
Yeah.
He's 45.
He kind of fell off the face of the earth.
I'll say.
They all did. Jason Priestley.
That whole 90210, yeah. They were
Shannon
be
Doherty.
There. Yeah.
Sometimes I give that zip code when I go to the theater and they ask you for your zip code.
I'm sure you're the first person that's ever done that.
What other show that it was such a big, hot hit, and then the cast members, except for Jennifer Aniston, is Friends.
Yeah.
They just can't seem to...
David Schwimmer did a few movie things, voices in movies, and then...
Well, Courtney's...
Melrose Place, too. That was kind of a huge show that nobody ever...
Knott's Landing and Dynasty, and except they were pretty old then. Okay, Joan Cusack, who I like, and I don't think you do, right?
I don't dislike her.
I didn't think you liked her. She's 49.
Not the most attractive woman in the world.
But she's funny.
Well, that she is.
And the Western and crime novelist Elmore Leonard is 86.
How many people would know who that is?
Elmore Leonard.
People who read.
Elmore. Sounds like a guy that...
nobody in this room.
Lives in Moscow Mills or something.
I know, besides you.
I'm looking for somebody who makes some good sour mash. Well, go down to Moscow Mills and talk to Elmore Leonard.
Elmore,
he makes some good... Hey, how about that Wood Report, everybody? Yeah. Tina Del Piaz, yeah.
Thank you.
You worked very hard on that.
I do.
You have more good gossip stuff than anybody else on the radio. I'm telling you that right now. That was Tina Del Piaz with the Wood Report. Let's talk about being bald-headed. I can talk about that because, for those of you who have not met me or seen me, I am a bald-headed man. Been bald since I was 23. Started at 19, bald completely except for that fringe hair by 23. Never once wanted a hairpiece. Never wanted plugs after I heard what a horrible, nightmare, hellish procedure that was. Didn't want to weave, didn't even understand what that was, weaving hair. But now there is a procedure that's out that if I weren't so far gone, and I've already been told I'm too far gone for this, neo grafting. There is one place, not only one place in St. Louis, one place in the state of Missouri that does this. It's in the Lifestyle Center in Clayton. And I will tell you that I was a little bit reluctant when this came to me because I'm pretty picky about what I do. And anything that's kind of medical, I want to feel good about it. I want to make sure that everything it claims to be it is. And from what I can tell, this is. It's FDA approved. It is the latest and greatest way to transplant hair. And rather than do it in plugs or strips, it's done one hair follicle at a time. And I my reaction to that would be the same as yours is, wow, that must take a while. Yes, it does. It does take a while. And the practitioner who performs this procedure literally takes a hair out, puts a hair in the top of your head, takes a hair out of the back part of your head, puts a hair in the top of your head. It takes a couple of full one-day procedures to do it for most people. You don't do them back-to-back. They are weeks, months apart. So you're going to have to be a little bit patient. But anything that's worth doing right is worth taking the time to do it right. It's called neograft. And a few of the things you might want to know about it. First of all, hair loss is... I don't know if in the 1920s or 30s, what the percentage of bald-headed people were. I look at old pictures, you know, those old oval pictures that are all sepia color, and I don't seem to see as many young bald guys. It's like all these old guys. Well, first of all, everybody was dead by the time they were 35, so they probably didn't have time to get to be bald.
Or they were wearing powdered wigs. How could you tell?
What was that all about, too?
I don't know.
Oh, man, did that look uncomfortable. We have about 35 million men in the United States who have hair loss, and about 21 million women. And over 40% of the men will have noticeable hair loss by the time they're 35. Noticeable hair loss by 35. Now, one of my sons is 29, and he already is using Propecia, Rogaine, or something to thicken. It doesn't grow hair, but it thickens and makes the hair you have more coarse, so it looks thicker, and there's not as much, you know, bald, sparse areas. And that stuff, you know, it is what it is and does what it's supposed to do. This neograft hair system is a transplantation system. It is designed to treat male pattern baldness. And when you hear the words male pattern baldness, everybody really knows what that is. Male pattern baldness is the way most guys go bald. It usually starts in the back, like that bald spot, and then it just spreads and spreads and spreads, and then you have nothing on top, and you have the Bozo the Clown hair, you know, around the outside. That's what I call it. I'm a victim of that, too. It can treat that and female baldness in almost half the time of the older other hair restoration procedures. There's decreased surgery time versus manual. There's all kinds of comparisons you can make, and this thing comes out in the plus column all the way down the line. It's a less invasive procedure than the old ways to transplant hair. It's much less painful. In fact, it's not really painful at all. There are no elongated scars, so you can still wear your hair short. There's less complication. There's no tightening of the scalp. You know, in the strip transplanting deal, they cut out like a strip of hair. So where they cut that strip, you have to sew together, or you'd have like a gap in the back of your head. It was a mess. It was horrible. There's also minimal risk of permanent shock fallout as a result of surgical procedure that there was with that strip system. They charge by the follicle. By the hair follicle, which I think is interesting. Now, I don't think you can go in and go, I want one hair. I want one hair to grow on the top of my head. Maybe
friends.
You could. Maybe they do that. You know, I don't know why you would. I want six hairs. Remember Tweety Bird?
Yeah.
Tweety had like four hairs on the top of his head.
Six hairs right down the middle, just like a one hair mohawk.
Yeah, one a single hair mohawk. Or like 50 single hairs. That you look kind of goofy, but it's $5.50 a follicle. And I will just tell you, you don't have to get a calculator. I can tell you the average person who has this needle grafting done spends $8,000 to $12,000. Not inexpensive. But again, you know what? It's priorities. And who was it here had a great point the other day? What women spend for breast lifts and implants and eye lifts and lid. What do they do to the lids when they start drooping and all that stuff? You know, it's whatever makes you feel good and look good. $8,000 to $12,000, the average cost. They have 24-month interest-free financing if you want. The consultation is absolutely free. And I will tell you, from talking to these people, they're not high-pressure people. They don't want you. They want you to ask 1,000 questions about this and make sure this is what you want to do before you start the process. So there's no pressure. The consultation is free. There's no cutting. There are no staples. That's right. There were some procedures they actually put staples in your head. No, thank you. NeoGraftSTL.com. That's NeoGraft, N-E-O, Graft, S-T-L. com. It's located inside the Lifestyle Center in Clayton. Dr. Richard Moore is there all the time. I met him. He's a nice guy. And if you want to see some results, take a look at his own head. He is a Neo Graft recipient. Average age of people who have this done, 30 to 60, men and women. If you want to know more, please visit that website, NeoGraftSTL.com.
Traffic sponsored by John Beale Roofing, and here is Tim Weiland with your Golden Oaklanding airborne traffic. What's going on out there, Tim?
Well, Tina, we have an accident. It's on the ramp from southbound 270 onto Tesson Ferry. It's on the top of the ramp. They just moved it there. It had a lane block off on the right shoulder now, but that has traffic from the ramp and southbound 270 in the far right lane backed up to Gravois. We do have stop-and-go traffic on southbound 270 from 40 down to the Clayton Road overpass. And then it is just a little sluggish between that point and Doherty Ferry. Now, in the Metro East, what we've got is on eastbound 64. As soon as you merge off from eastbound 5570, you've got this hairpin turn or ramp. It's to St. Clair Avenue. We've got a tanker truck that's stalled. They've got that ramp shut down. All these emergency vehicles back up onto 64, and then 5570 is slow from the Poplar Street Bridge all the way through 64. On westbound 40, it's running heavy between Science Center and McCausland, then 270 out through Mason, and southbound 170. That is slow from Forest Park Parkway down to Highway 40. This traffic report is brought to you by your Greater St. Louis Area Toyota dealers, Toyota owners. For the month of October, purchase a set of four tires and receive the mounting and balancing at no extra charge. See participating Toyota dealers for details. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Mizzou Tigers are here on KTRS. Hi, I'm Mike Kelly, the voice of the Tigers. Homecoming began at Mizzou. It returns to Columbia this weekend as the Tigers take on Iowa State. Join us at Faurot Field in Columbia and right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Pre-game begins at 1 p.m.
This Saturday, get every pass, every play right here on your home of the Missouri Tigers, the Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
I had a laptop computer that had some problems, and I took it to one of the biggest stores in the St. Louis area, and they looked it over and said, oh, the hard drive is gone. It's going to cost you about $400 to get it fixed.
Having problems with your computer?
So I left there feeling real bad, figuring I'm going to have to buy a new computer. And on my way home on Woodson Road, I saw a sign that said Computer Clinic.
Computer Clinic at 2138 Woodson Road.
I showed them and told them what my story was, and they said, leave my computer and they'd call me back. Well, surprisingly, the next day I got a call and my computer could be fixed and back to normal for $75.
Don't give up until you call the experts at Computer Clinic. Call 314-423-8324. That's 423-8324.
And they fixed it. They also got rid of some viruses that I had, and they were the greatest people in the world.
Computer Clinic, online at stlcomputerclinic.com.
R&R Sanitation Porta Potties is all you need to know if you are in the market for porta potties. Whether it's a company that needs to rent them on a monthly basis, maybe it's a homeowner who has some work done at the house, or maybe you're planning a wedding. At R&R Sanitation, no job too big and no job too small. At R&R Sanitation, their porta potties are 40% larger, and it's all about service, so you don't have to rent as many, and they're cleaner, and they're cleaned on a regular basis. When you call R&R Sanitation, you get a live person 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. 314-776-4000. That's the phone number to R&R Sanitation. R&R Sanitation is proud to be 100% union, local 660 to be exact. Most of the top construction firms, they all use R&R Sanitation for one reason. They're the best. 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. St. Louis owned, St. Louis operated, 100% union. They want your stinking business. R&R Sanitation.
When family issues hit close to home, thankfully, NHC is never far away. At NHC Healthcare, care is our business. NHC has been providing a full continuum of care by offering independent and assisted living as well as skilled nursing since 1971. Providing our community's quality of care in memory, long-term care, and short-term rehabilitation services is our constant mission. If you have questions about how we can care for you or your loved one, visit us at one of our five locations at Lake St. Charles Retirement, Charlevoix Healthcare, or NHC Maryland Heights, Town and Country, and St. Charles. Come see why care is our business. All major medical insurance policies are accepted. And to learn more about how we can care for you or your loved one, visit nhccare.com. NHC, care that respects the individual, care that promotes recovery, care that is our business. Remember, visit nhccare.com. NHC, caring in a better way, day by day.
The second annual Dine Ferg Pink campaign includes 11 participating Ferguson restaurants raising money for breast cancer by donating a percentage of sales on select menu items, including Vincenzo's Italian Restaurant, downtown Ferguson, 15 minutes from everywhere.
Hear all the Missouri Tiger football action every week on KTRS, brought to you by Walter Knoll Florist. Walter Knoll Florist, your personal florist since 1883. Go to WKF.com. Proud sponsor of Missouri football.
If you're looking to keep your house updated, you're supposed to reinvest in your house every 10 years. Is it time to reinvest for a new kitchen or a new bath? Make sure you call Callier and Thompson. Callier & Thompson has been synonymous with quality here in St. Louis since 1955, and you might have heard the name and you might think to yourself, whoa, they're a little bit too rich for my blood. Don't think that. At Callier & Thompson, yes, they do quality remodels, but they also stay within your budget. Whether it's high-end or middle-end, whatever it is, Callier & Thompson will stay within your budget. 55 years of experience bringing you the latest in terms of styles, in terms of features, in terms of new kitchens and new baths. CallierandThompson.com to find out more. CallierandThompson.com to find out more. Or check out their showroom. It's on Manchester, just east of 141, right next to Uncle Bill's. You want quality kitchen and bath remodeling? You want Callier & Thompson. And CallierandThompson.com.
Prime rib and baked potato, $6.99. Tonight at Yucca Valley's at Florissant. The same succulent, mouth-watering prime rib they serve every day. Just $6.99. Tonight only at Yucca Valley's. A great place for great steaks at great prices. Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. Dunn Road at Graham and 270.
Online at YuccaValley's.com.
It's hip to be square. So hip to be square.
It's Tuesday. It's the big day. Somebody somewhere in Hollywood or whatever said, hey, let's make Tuesday the day we release the DVDs and the CDs. So today is the day. And the man who's going to tell you what's out there is Joe Hipperson. And he's brought to you by Oric. And I mentioned the big sale going on at Oric now. Get a chance. Stop into one of these home care centers. They have a lot of great stuff on sale now. They've got an Oric XL Signature 2 for $199. Oh my goodness, folks, this is one of the greatest vacuum cleaners ever made in the world. Lots of other great Oric stuff, too. Check it out, Oric Home Care Centers. There are seven. They're locally owned and operated, and they're proud to present Joe Hipperson.
Oh, yes!
Oh, yeah!
Yes, yes, yes.
How you doing, Joe?
Great, Frank. How are you, sir?
Good.
You're good.
Yeah, I had to check.
Okay, yeah. All right. So here's what we got. It's New Release Tuesday, and there are a lot of different things out there. I'm really looking for something that just pops. It's really exciting to just get stoked about. So far, I think maybe I've hit it, but we'll discover that together. On the music end, Evanescence. I think you either love or hate Evanescence. I don't know if you could pick it out in a crowd.
I like Evanescence.
It's a female, right? Yeah. She's got this really interesting kind of voice.
I will say this about her. I've never heard of
her. There you go.
Yeah, you have.
As a shocker,
you have.
Bring me the light.
I know that you've heard a song.
Right. If it's one of those things that somebody played in Evanescence track. Okay, yeah, that. I've never. You could. Yeah,
that's the kind of stuff that happened to me with people like Norah Jones. Like, I would hear a song. I just didn't know the name. And then when somebody said, well, that's Norah Jones. Oh, that song. Okay. And right. Lady Gaga, same thing.
Right.
But yeah, I've probably.
I got you. All right. The Jonas Brothers, Joe Jonas, has a solo album out today. Joe Jonas, Fast Life is the name of that record. So if that's your thing.
I love that song. Fast Life. That's what all the people say. Shut down. And
not that one. Oh, not that.
Different Jonas Brothers. The Icelandic ignoramus, Björk, has a new record out today. It's called Biophilia. I didn't look it up to know if that's, I don't know if that's a real word or not. Biophilia. I would assume she'd make
sounds
up words.
Real.
Really?
Yeah.
Biophilia? Anyone?
Well, it sounds like a doctor would walk out and go, I'm sorry, but he's got biophilia.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Hey, you know what? Actually, you know what? If anybody walked out and said that someone has biophilia, it is a shame. I mean, anybody that picks up this album, it's just not right. I mean, Björk she just sounds... Look, I've never heard the sound of a cat being, you know, skinned alive in a cave.
Well, who has?
I know, but
wow.
It's one of those things where you hear Björk do her thing and you think, you know what, I bet if a cat was skinned alive in a cave in Iceland, it would sound just like that. It's just weird. It's a bizarre acquired taste that some people really get into. The same people, I'm convinced, that get into Björk. The same people that were convinced that Yoko Ono still had a career.
I was going to ask about Yoko Ono.
You listen to Yoko do her solo stuff, and you listen to Björk, and I just think, okay, this is the same audience. It's got
to
be.
Are you trying to say you don't think Yoko's a great singer?
Oh, yeah.
Easy, mister.
To each his own. Each his own. Or her own, or whatever it is. All right, but I
or
think
her Ono. To each his own.
Nice.
She has some golden pipes.
Right there, to each his own. Thank you.
Martina. Nice. Martina McBride has a new record out today. Martina McBride has the album 11 out and in stores today. Peter Gabriel, New Blood, is available. Have you seen him lately? Man,
no.
You find a picture of Peter Gabriel now, and you remember when, in the 80s, you know, Shock the Monkey, Sledgehammer. He had those crazy music videos, all the claymation. Looked like kind of a cool guy. He had the kind of tall black hairs curly up. Maybe. You look at him now, it's creepy.
And like Pink Floyd.
Peter Gabriel, I think, looks creepier right now. Well, if you look at Peter Gabriel in the 80s, when he was on the top, man, when he was the man, and you look at him now, it's just scary. It really is scary. Some people, we've discussed this, get hit with the old man face, and they're stuck with it for life. Sometimes you can see it coming, though.
You know who got it? Redford. Redford did not age well. He just within
surgery.
A short time.
Surgeries. He had the eye surgeries done.
I don't think Redford had anything.
Come on.
He needed it.
You take a look at him on Oprah. And I did check the episode, okay? All right. Him and Oprah. He did a thing with Oprah, and Barbara Streisand was with him.
I saw it.
I'm looking at Robert Redford. I'm like, God, why would you do that? I went back home, and I took out a copy of The Natural, then I took a copy of Spy Game. Now, Spy Game was kind of recent with Brad Pitt.
Right.
You look at Spy Game, you look at that interview on Oprah, that guy had some serious Kenny Rogers work on the eyes.
Yeah.
I am convinced.
He got his money back.
And he got the caps put on the teeth. Redford looked good because he looked like an old baseball glove. He just looked like a regular guy who had good looks, but he just should have kept aging. He kept wrinkling and kept sagging. It still would have worked out. The day George Clooney, all right, gets surgeries done, that's the day that the world ends, because George Clooney should rock that Redford natural aging look.
Yeah,
I think it'll work.
I don't want to sound gay, but I can't imagine Clooney ever, no matter how old, looking bad. He'll just age well. If his hair were white or if he were bald, you know, he just looked okay. He just looked good.
Yeah, you know what? Bob Barker is almost the same way. And I'm not saying Bob Barker's hot, but the guy's always looked consistent. Bob Barker has always looked consistent.
I thought he had stuff done, too.
Really?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, then he had the right stuff done. Oh, he is? Oh, I got
to
see that.
He went to Sharon Osbourne's doctor, probably, because she looks good.
No, she does. I mean, she does not. I mean, she doesn't look within a decade of her age. And it's weird, though, because you know what I wonder? When you look at the way Sharon Osbourne dresses, I think all the work went neck up. And I'm just afraid that if you get into that situation, you decide to start snuggling and light the candles, she'll unzip and just, man, things will flop out everywhere.
I agree.
There's like cobwebs and weird, you know, oozing entities. It's just Yeah. I met, well, because she's, look, married to Ozzy. Married to Ozzy. She's probably got some weird satanic stuff going on in between certain areas.
I agree.
I think all the work went neck up on Sharon Osbourne. And it's fine. It's great to have a good face, but man, lighting is everything in that situation. I'm convinced. Lighting has got to be everything when it goes down. Ryan Adams has Ashes and Fire. If you're a fan of the B-52s, they've got a brand new live record that was recorded this year in 2011. It's called With the Wild Crowd. Every one of your favorite B-52 songs, even songs like Rock Lobster.
Oh, I love Rock Lobster.
Are on this record, recorded live, and they stand up very well. Even given the fact the band has gotten older, they still stand up really well. The crowd is great. It's like a crowd at a They Might Be Giants concert. If you're a fan of that group, you know what I mean. Very interactive, a lot of fun. This is a very fun live record to pick up. It's called With the Wild Crowd. It is the B-52s. On DVD and Blu-ray, Zookeeper is available today. It's the one with Kevin James talking animals. Been done a billion times over. Night at Museum 3, or you could call it Zookeeper. Kids love it. Parents deal with it. Judy Moody, that's one parents are really going to have to deal with. If you have tweens, they're going to be all... Actually, I think girls from ages 5 up to about 13 are going to want that. Judy Moody, you have been warned. There's a movie out today that stars Sean Penn and Brad Pitt. It's kind of a father-son movie, but it's done in that really... And I hate to say this, but over-the-top artsy way that makes me feel like a real idiot. You know what I mean?
Sure.
When they do a movie that's just so symbolic, and you know, there'll be a shot of two guys talking, but they're in the very lower right-hand corner of the screen. Everything else is just nothing, but somehow that means something.
Right.
It just pulls me out. I feel like such a moron. The Tree of Life is the name of the movie. The Tree of Life.
The name makes it. Right there, I'm out. Yeah. It just sounds too deep.
You see two stories, kind of Godfather 2 style. Yeah. Brad Pitt is the dad of Sean Penn back in the day, and then Sean Penn is the man now trying to deal with his dad issues. All these flashbacks and just artsy, over-the-top camera work. Just, it's a yawn is all it is. And ladies, I'm telling you with fair warning, you think Brad Pitt's hot? Come on. You will fall asleep during this movie. And you'll get more Sean Penn than you will Pitt, and that's just...
In this case, he's yawn Penn. Right?
Nice.
That is spontaneous humor.
Couple other quick ones for you. Chuck, season 4. Bones, season 6 is available today. If you want a romantic comedy that will make you cry and not laugh and love, Beautiful Boy is out today. A marriage on the outs, on the rocks, and a tragedy befalls upon them. And that tragedy is the only thing they might be able to become the concrete foundation to build the relationship up again. It's weird. It's wrong. It's called Beautiful Boy. Again, a very sad film.
Who's in it?
Let's see. Nobody you know.
Okay.
Martin, you know what? Sheen, the guy who was in Frost Nixon. The guy who played the Brit in Frost Nixon.
Frank Langella.
No, the British guy.
Oh, yeah, I know, okay.
His last name is Sheen. He's in it, good, but it is very, very sad. Okay. Also today on Blu-ray and DVD, you've got, The Four Feathers, the Criterion edition of the 1939 movie, The Four Feathers, not the remake that came out a few years back. Maniac Cop out on Blu-ray for the first time, still just as bad in high definition on a Blu-ray for the first time ever, a movie that I'm a sucker for, The Family Man with Nicolas Cage on Blu-ray for the first time ever. Also out on Blu-ray, make sure you understand who this is. Scrooge is out, but it's the 1970 Albert Finney version. Just make sure you know that. Some people gravitate towards certain ones. Albert Finney, 1970 Scrooge, is available today on Blu-ray. And last but not least...
We're barely going to make it.
It's not out today, but it is out this week, so I'm giving you fair warning. One of the worst films I've ever seen in my entire life is out on October 14th, not on New Release Tuesday, the 14th, Friday, Green Lantern. It blows, and it could be yours on Friday. That'll do it for me. Joe Hipperson, Big 550, KTRS, Hip on Entertainment.
Thank you, Joe.
Take care, guys.
There he goes. Joe Hipperson brought to you by Oric. Big fall sale at the Oric Home Care Centers, all 7 of them. Thompson Price. That's a good name. I know it's like you need to be successful if your name. I've said there's certain names. Like if your name is Preston Granville von something the fourth. You know, you need to make some money. Thompson Price. That's a good name. And he did make something of himself. You know, when he was a little bitty boy, and other kids would make fun of him because you know he would. Go in their houses. Their moms would invite little Tommy Price over for some cookies. And he'd go over there and he'd start telling them what they need to do with their countertops and stuff. And the other kids, this is a true story. The other kids would go, Tommy Price, you're crazy, man. Who cares about countertops? He said, I do. And someday I'm going to make something of myself. That's a true story.
Wow.
Other kids would just eat their little snacks after school and leave, not paying attention. He studied the kitchens of the other kids' moms, and he'd make suggestions. Like, instead of a little lemonade stand, he had little Tommy Price's little kitchen remodeling stand. He started small. Let me change that faucet for you, Mrs. Thompson. You know, that's how it all started. True story. And now you know the rest. ThompsonPrice.com is the website if you want to see what that little man turned into when he grew up and what kind of work he does. Got a great showroom on Manchester Road just east of 270, about a mile east. But again, the website would be a place to start, ThompsonPrice.com, Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home, when you are ready to do it right by one of the very best in the business and his crew, ThompsonPrice.com.
With your Golden Oakland airborne traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
All right, thanks a lot, Tina. Well, they were, they've cleared that stalled vehicle. Well, actually, they cleared the accident on the ramp from southbound 270 onto Tesson Ferry. So traffic there is not too bad. Southbound 270 is just a little bit of stop-and-go traffic from Highway 40 to the Clayton Road overpass and then Manchester down through Doherty Ferry. On eastbound 270, that is slow right now from Lindbergh through New Florissant. On westbound 40, you're heavy from Science Center through McCausland, 270 through Mason, and then from Clarkson out to the Boone Bridge, you've got a couple of little slow pockets. And on westbound 70 from Zumbel out through T.R. Hughes, a few little slow areas there. And this traffic report brought to you by your Greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. Toyota owners, for the month of October, purchase a set of four tires and receive the mounting and balancing at no extra charge. See participating Toyota dealer for details. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, folks. It's Dean Barber, host of America's Wealth Management Show. This month, we'll be answering all of your email questions about Social Security. You could submit your questions at our website, americaswealthmanagementshow.com. Don't be fooled into thinking the Social Security Administration can give you retirement advice about one of your most valuable assets. They can't. Visit americaswealthmanagementshow.com to ask your question and listen to the answer on America's Wealth Management Show every Saturday afternoon at 3 on 550 KTRS.
Tune in to Matty Lee's Sports Bar and Grill Halftime Show on KTRS this Saturday as Mizzou takes on Iowa State for quality, value, and fun since 1971. Nobody makes regulars like Matty Lee's.
KTRS St. Louis, the Big 550.